Okay, that's the song Slipping Away by the Danger Loves, and they're here live in the studio. Introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in the band. Marianne started off.
Hi, I'm Marianne. I do vocals and I write all the songs. So I'm the important one.
I'm Michael, and I play guitar now.
And you used to play bass, didn't you, Beef?
Yeah, but I'm not a good bass player. Not that I'm a great guitar player, but I'm better at guitar than bass.
It sounds good.
Yeah, so we switched up. So I'm Mark Teshi, and I play bass.
And you used to play guitar, Mark?
I used to play guitar, and Beef and I switched.
Okay, and should we let John in before the drummer?
Hey, I'm John. I play guitar. Thanks.
And last but not least, we got Beatmaster Brown.
Certainly not least.
From Richmond, Virginia.
Beatmaster B, take him to South Central.
He's our drum specialist.
I'm the, according to I am the new drummer of Direct Control and Government Warning. So I bet you didn't know that, but you know, there's a little
bit. I had
no idea.
Thank you, I Magazine.
Yeah. Doing some moonlighting, are you?
That's right.
And some commuting. How long has the Danger Loves been around for?
Just over a year, maybe.
Well, we started in January.
Yeah, last winter.
Like around Christmas time.
Yeah, so we're coming up to an anniversary.
Yes, as a three-piece. And then a few months later, we got a bassist finally.
How did the band evolve? Who was in the band first?
It started out as me doing vocals and Mark on guitar and Dave on drums. And then months later, Beav joined and he was our bassist.
Yeah.
And then just recently, John joined and he's our lead guitarist. And then we switched up Beav on guitar and Mark on bass.
Yeah, what happened was Marianne and I were working on the songs in our apartment when we were living together, and the Modern Machines came up in early January, and nobody wanted to play because, you know, it's the middle of winter, and just no. I tried and tried. So I was like, Marianne, let's just play, and we recruited Dave to play drums.
So was the did you kind of like a fuck band or something? Wait, was the idea?
I don't know. If wasn't it supposed to be just a project, like just – record a demo? Because I remember you mentioned something.
Yeah, I just wanted
to
record a demo because I had some songs, extra songs that were a little more melodic than the Bayonet songs that I wrote. So it was supposed to be a side project, but then it evolved a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody enjoyed doing it, so we just kept doing it.
Okay. I guess that's sort of, does that encapsulate sort of the idea behind the band when you first started?
Just yeah, like a, pretty much.
Just like a demo band almost, and then mm-hmm. you evolved into a real band. Okay, tell us about the name. Where does the name Danger Loves come from?
Danger Loves is actually a Vice Cream reference. They have a song called Danger Love, but many people mistaken it for the Star Jets song.
Okay,
not as good
any
as the
Danger
Vice
Love. Yes, any Danger Love.
According to me,
the
only.
Who are the Vice Creams? Sorry, excuse my ignorance.
The Vice Creams are the band that aren't as good as the Star Jets, in my opinion.
They're a power pop band.
Which is why people know the Star Jets reference first.
Of course.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, they were like a UK punk band that had a guy from like a fanzine singing for them. Chris Needs, I think was his name or something. And yeah, they recorded an EP that's really hard to get. And one of the songs on there is called Danger Love. And Marianne just kind of related that concept to the songs she had written, and so that's what
and Mark
I guess
speaks for me.
Well, that's what
you don't even need to be here.
Right, oh, I was just wondering though, when I first heard Danger Loves, I started thinking Danger House because initially I remember when we were talking as the Bayonets, you guys were talking about a Danger House influence on the band. And then I started thinking, well, that might be a carryover.
No, not at all. I don't listen to Danger House. Is that a band or a comp?
No, it's a label. It's an early LA label. And they sort of had, you know, an LA, well, it wasn't necessarily sound, but, you know, there's a sound almost associated with it now in a retro kind of over-analysis way.
The only band that would have anything to do with that scene that we would maybe as a band relate to are the Go-Go's, who were never a Danger House band, but they kind of grew up with those same people. But that's about it.
You did a Go-Go's cover tonight?
Yes, we did.
Was that, do you do that, or was that the song you learned today, or?
Did you do that on purpose?
No. Was that the song you learned today, or? Cause
no,
you, I think you.
Tour. We just came back from a Chicago-Milwaukee tour last weekend with Bayonets.
And how did that go?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And okay. We learned that song to flesh out our set on tour, is what she's.
Yeah, it was 17 minutes tonight. Anyway, I wanted to ask you about influences on the band sound. Who would you consider influences on the band, or who you said sound like?
I was thinking of The Real Kids and Nikki and the Corvettes with a bit of Carole King when I was writing the song.
And you do a Carole King cover?
On the demo.
Yeah. Okay, and I guess we love to ask this question about limiting record collections, but you guys have already foregone that. You don't want to talk about that. You instead, you've won up this by programming a set. So maybe we can go to some of that music as a way of talking about influences. Whose is this?
Mine.
Okay, you got to talk more into the mic.
Oh. Mine, so mine the first song.
Yeah, can you introduce this song?
This is Little Eva, Up on the Roof. It's a Carole King song. It's written by Carole King.
Up on the roof.
I think we're on now. Say?
You are. That's what the red light means. So yeah. Tell us about the song that you each picked. And tell us about the song you picked. Let's go through the set.
Picked Little Eva, Up on the Roof. It's one of my favorite Carole King songs. And I've been listening to it lately.
And tell us where it comes from.
It's from the Dimension Dolls comp that features the Cookies as well as Carole King.
And the Dimension is a label? Is that the idea? And it's like...
it's a 60s label.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Who's next? I think we heard Crimpshrine next.
Yeah, I picked Crimpshrine. It's from the song Tomorrow from the Sleep What's That EP. I just really like that song. I don't know, I don't know really what power pop is, but I like that song. And they said bring a song that kind of could influence this band. Otherwise, I would have brought Life's Blood. But
yeah,
I brought Crimpshrine instead. So.
Yeah, good pick. It was good, and
thanks.
Mark was reminding me where that reference comes from. Tomorrow, it's awesome.
That's like one of my favorite bands. So it's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah. Mike, who was next? I'll tell you what song we heard after that. The Ramones. Who picked the Ramones?
That would be me.
Okay, tell us about the Ramones song.
All right. The reason why I picked that is, well, first of all Ramones all the time.
You sound like a radio station.
Of course. Second of all, I think...
What was the song you played?
It's off the second last LP, which is why I played it, because I think not a lot of people look at the later Ramones catalog, and that song totally rips. So I decided to pick that.
Tomorrow She Goes Away?
Tomorrow She Goes Away, off Mondo Bizarro. And I sort of... Another reason why I picked it was just because a lot of my drumming in the Danger Loves is just a lot of 16th notes, which is totally... Like Tommy, Marky, like total Ramones, like
totally beat. Tommy.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I figured what better band to play than, you know, the Ramones.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, and then we heard 23 Jewels. Who picked that?
That was me.
Okay, tell us about that song and who was the band. Tell us about the band, I guess.
I know nothing about the band. All I know is that it was produced by the guy who was in this band called Any Trouble, who are like a more of a major label. Post Elvis Costello kind of UK band that weren't very good, and they actually covered that song as well, although their version isn't as good, but you can kind of make out the lyrics a bit more, which is cool. But it's on one of those Power Pearls comps, and I like a lot of the stuff on those comps and on the Teen Line series. I basically wanted to bring something in that reflected that side of my musical taste, and that's just a song I've been listening to a lot lately. And to relate it to our songwriting as well, it was just I was explaining to John earlier that Marianne writes all the songs, but we can have some influence in terms of ideas and stuff like that. And one thing I like about that song and Only Girls or Only Ones, Another Girl, Another Planet, is that they have two guitar solos. And that's something I would love for one of our songs to have one day, is a midpoint guitar solo and an outro guitar solo.
So it's like a demonstration for the guitars.
Yeah, and it's because we got John in the band now, and we haven't written any songs since he's joined. So it'd be a good way to show off his soloing skills.
Maybe they can have dueling solos.
That and a
Beav,
mosh
you up for it?
No.
Okay, I take it by process of elimination. Beav, you were the last, the Busy Signals?
Yep.
Tell us about that song. Who are the Busy Signals?
Busy Signals were a band that we played with in Chicago last weekend, and I thought I'd just bring in something a little more current of bands, just, you know, keep it current. But I don't know, I really liked the band, played with them last weekend, and that's from their second single.
It's a great song.
I guess they're working on an LP right now, and they're planning to come to Toronto in the new year sometime.
Okay. Have you guys been compared to anybody in terms of influences? Has anyone described your sound at all?
I've only heard a Hellshock reference.
What?
Chromags too.
You're not serious, are you?
No, it's some sort of inside joke before I joined the band. I don't know what it is either.
We get
there's a chick singer. I think that's the reference, isn't it?
I've never heard Hellshock.
We get Nikki and the Corvettes a lot. That's one that I always hear.
It's also on your MySpace site, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nikki, maybe I started it then.
Nikki and the Corvettes mixed with the real kids, or if they had babies.
Right. Yeah. That's yeah.
I've heard the Buzzcocks a couple of times.
Yeah.
Well, that song, I think, is it today. Stop? Or yeah. I don't know. There's a song where you do those false stops. It reminds me a lot of the song I was telling you before. It reminds me of the song structure of Buzzcocks.
Yeah, totally.
But I can also see the Ramones influence, among other things. Okay, well, let's see. Let's talk about lyrics, my Aunt Marianne. What are some of the things that you sing about?
I only talk about my ex-boyfriends.
boys.
All right.
That's all you need to know. We're not going into that.
Okay. So, what are some of the song titles?
There's Lip Smart. That's probably the only positive song we have. And that's about starting a relationship, I guess. And
about starting a relationship? Mm. Is it about being lip smart? I can only imagine what that's being a good kisser or something. What?
Yeah, it's just being really attracted to someone. You just want to kiss them.
Okay.
Like you, Steve.
That's why we have this glass here to stop ourselves.
What are some of the other titles? What are you high-fiving me?
I don't know why I try. I like that song a lot. That's probably the first Danger Love song I wrote. And that's just about finally realizing you have to give up on trying to change someone. Not change someone, but I don't know. You're just with them so long and you just give up on it because you need to move on.
Okay. What about a favorite song from a lyrical standpoint?
Probably Lip Smart.
Lip Smart?
Yeah.
And why do you like it?
Oh, just because it's really positive and I like singing it a lot and I think it's a crowd pleaser.
Okay. Are some of your other songs negative? Is that the...
That is some of the songs negative?
Yeah.
The rest are negative.
Okay. In true punk fashion. Okay. What about the rest of you? What would be your favorite song from a lyrical standpoint and why? Do the rest
you guys
of you
relate to being jerks?
You guys know what the songs are about?
I like So This Is Love because I think it's about pizza. But I mean, I'm just taking a wild guess there.
Is it?
No.
It's about Culver's.
What's that?
Culver's.
It's about Butterburgers.
Butterburgers are a major staple in the Danger Loves Midwest diet.
What the hell is a Butterburger?
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. It's a burger cooked in butter.
And then the bun is smothered in butter to boot.
You get a side of deep fried cheese curds.
Where do you find these things?
In the Midwest, my friend.
That's why you need the tour.
Chicago or?
Yeah, Chicago.
The first one Wisconsin. Is in Michigan and outside Kalamazoo.
Exit number 72 off the I-94.
We always stop in.
Okay.
We have a table.
Yeah, oh, we've totally got a table. We got the
if
corner
we're there
booth.
And you're in the back right corner booth, get the fuck out of our table.
If you picked up one of the Career Suicide Tour LPs from the summer, the insert was assigned to that table and smeared in grease from cheese curds.
Made right there with some wonderful lyrics by Mr. Marty Farkas.
Wow, that's great.
All our tour pictures are us at Culver's.
Yeah?
Pretty much.
Culver's is the place, the...
Culver's.
Where we get in the zone.
Is that one of the places you have in your MySpace?
It's on our MySpace.
Yes, it's in
your
the
top eight or
MySpace
whatever.
Top eight.
It's after Sparks.
Okay. Now I know. Now I'm starting to understand this. I remember the graphic. Okay, so what about the rest of you?
I don't really know the lyrics, but like I like the melodies of the vocals, and I really like Young Pretender a lot. I think the vocals sound really good in that song. But I have no idea what the songs are.
Yeah,
I like Young Pretender. I guess I'll say Young Pretender is my answer because I came up with the one line, if you want to be cool, live in an igloo, which is a fucking wicked line.
It is, yeah.
That is a good line. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's kind of about dudes that wear white pants.
Who would wear white pants? I mean,
a hipster.
That's right.
And a painter.
Well, there's the exception.
I fucking hate painters.
Maybe a chef.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
At Culver's.
Yeah. An astronaut wears white pants, probably.
Well, that guy.
I guess there's quite a few people who wear white pants.
All right. Well,
it's a jumpsuit, not pants.
Beef.
I don't have one. I don't really know the lyrics that much.
Okay.
But I like playing Lip Smart. It's just a fun song to play. So
playing which song?
Lip Smart.
Lip Smart. Okay. Tell us about your recordings to date. I think, do you have only just the demo or do you have other things recorded?
Demo?
Yeah, and there's just a demo and what we did today.
Yeah, live at To Be Seen Studios, is that what it's called?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Right, later.
Tell us about the demo first. When did you record that?
We recorded that before I was in the band, but I recorded it for the band in like June.
It's kind of like foreshadowing.
It was kind of like foreshadowing.
Because you played a part?
It
was just meant to be.
They gave me like two slices of pizza. I recorded the demo for them.
That's a great deal.
We worked hard on it. No, they played really well, and I think the demo was rad the way it turned out. We all worked really hard at it. So,
yeah.
I dig it, and it took a long time, like I don't know, 15 hours or some shit to do. So.
Where did you record it?
We recorded it at the Cactus rehearsal space, which is like $10 an hour, like little rehearsal room, and then we recorded the rest of it in my living room.
Okay.
Just on an eight, like a crappy 8-track.
So. Yeah.
All the rest of you guys.
But it sounds awesome.
John, you realize technically you were getting paid like one cheesy crouton an hour.
Exactly. Exactly. A few crumbs an hour.
You got paid in friendship.
Okay. And how long ago was that recorded?
In June.
Okay. Is that going to come out in any shape or form? Or is that
it's come out in two versions. The first version was a cassette with a cover that Dave made, and they were sold by Career Suicide on their East Coast Midwest tour, I guess, until they ran out. Is that right?
Yeah, we sold them just at like the merch table when we were going along, but we sold out of them pretty early on the tour. And I don't know how, but like towards the end of the tour, like people were coming up to the merch table and being
looking
like,
for it.
Yeah, people were like, "Do you have the Danger Loves demo?"
Wow.
And we were just like, wow, this is insane that like, because this was before we even had like a MySpace or anything like that, so it was just purely like,
yeah, how would people know about that?
Yeah, just like posting on message boards and stuff like about that. So I don't know.
Yeah, and then we sent the last of those tapes to the West Coast with Fucked Up as well, but then they gave out a few, but they pretty much forgot to give them. So we found them in John's living room shortly after they got back. But so some copies ended up out there, and then we made...
So do you still have some of these
what
copies?
What we had left, we sold at the Fucked Up Record Release shows.
Oh, okay.
So then those were all gone, and we made a CD version that John, when he joined the band, since he still had the songs on his digital 8-track, he recorded his lead guitar parts that he had written over top a couple of the songs. We actually recorded out of tune, so it was really difficult to do. But it worked for two songs, which I guess we were in tune for. And so we replaced the songs with the ones with the new guitars, put them on CD, and took them to the West Coast. And so we have about 20 copies of that left. And that's how the demo came out.
And the cover looks slightly different.
That was John and I, and I guess Beef to a certain extent.
That cover definitely looks better than the cassette version.
I don't know. They both look good, but this one reminds me of the Buzzcocks. It is. Love Bites.
Yeah,
it
totally.
Is designed after the Love Bites poster that hangs in our living room.
Ah, okay. There you go. Okay, so what about what did you do this afternoon? You were doing some kind of recording for like a video, or what was it? What exactly? And what is To Be Seen?
Yeah.
Well, tell us about what you're doing this afternoon, and then you can tell us about this.
We recorded a video session, but it wasn't like a music video. It was more like kind of a combination between like a Target video kind of set and when you go to Canada's Wonderland and you like mimic playing to It's Hip to Be Square or something like that.
Be on the next Dance Dance Revolution.
Exactly. Yeah. There was a green screen to one side. It was
sort of like those old.
You played in front of a chroma key, like a green screen.
Yeah,
the green screen was sort of off to the side.
It was off to
the
side. Yeah.
So you can actually put like.
We're gonna put something stupid.
Moving pictures behind you or something.
Dinosaurs and shit.
It was sort of like. Do you know? Are you familiar with those old mid? There was like a Midwest hardcore cable access show, and they had like the Necros and like Negative Approach and the Misfits.
Why be something that you're not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they would like the band would play a set, and then they
in
would,
a studio.
Yeah, they would interview people. And
yeah.
It was like it was totally like that. That's what I thought, anyways. But.
Okay, you did an interview afterwards, or just to play
the
set? You did an interview.
They brought in an awesome like MC dude. We have no idea where they got him, but
really?
He was like
his name was Angelo.
Yeah, he was a.
I got his business card right here.
Looks like a vampire kind of, but also he was
really dressed up
nice
in a
dude.
Suit.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have his business card.
I have his business card.
Right. Okay, John.
But,
I went looking for it. I was trying to figure out where you guys were. I think it's right by my house.
It's on Dovercourt Road.
Yeah.
Do you got some contact info?
Yeah. If you want to get in touch with Angelo, care of tobeseen.com, you can get in touch with Angelo Tony Luongo at Angelo at to be seen, and scene is spelled SCENE.com.
What's the deal with them? Like, because they seem to have recorded like the Violetones and some other things.
What they've been doing is, it's this guy Aldo that I know from kind of like garage punk shows, like Tinker Combo shows back in the 90s. He was just always there with a video camera, and he did FUTV, which was like a VHS video zine that you could buy at Full Blast Records back when it was open. And, you know, he still goes to shows, still videotapes. And, you know, he had just gotten in contact with me about bringing one of my bands on. And because we were here today, we had to rent a car. So we just we decided to combine the two efforts together and do a whole lot of recording today.
So will this be part of a zine or?
They do an online TV show, I think, which is why they did the interview. I really have no idea exactly how it's going to play out. Yeah. All I know is we'll get a soundboard recording and a video recording from this afternoon, which is, you know, pretty cool opportunity. And I'm going to try and get a lot more of the, you know, local.
This could be on Much Music now.
No, but they do. If you want to, they make music videos. They did a music video for the Fallout. You know, they
I didn't know that.
Check out their website, to be seen, SCENE.com. If you're interested in that locally, like, they're video artists. They've been doing it for a long time.
And they just approached you about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Wow. Did you have a question? Oh, no, sorry. Okay.
If you're going to the website, you should also check out Angelo. Yeah. Yeah, get in touch with Angelo.
Angelo's the one?
Because he is an entertainer, and he will definitely entertain you, I assure you.
And he'll be your MC?
He's like the creative end as opposed to the technical end.
Yeah, exactly. And like there should be a link on the website where you can go, and you can even buy his CD.
There's video footage of him on the website. I've checked it out.
Oh, really?
Pretty rad.
Amazing. So you can go see Angelo.
Okay.
Get the word around.
All right.
You want to help this dude out.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about releases. Do you have any releases coming up in the next little bit? Anyone approach you about putting something out?
Bunch of singles.
Yeah. Tell us about them. Who's putting them out? And
I'll talk about at least one because this summer when Beav and I were on tour with Career Suicide, we had Andy from the Formaldehyde Junkies, who are from Minneapolis. He was driving us on tour with his van, and I think his friend Eric, who also plays bass in the Formaldehyde Junkies, they run a label together called Fashionable Idiots. Anyways,
it's a great label, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. On the first show, Eric apparently picked up a demo off the merch table, and he took it home and he listened to it. And Andy was in touch with him, and he said, "Yo, Andy, this is awesome," and he really liked it. So we were just driving in the van one day, and Andy had never heard it before, so we put it in the cassette deck, and Andy was sort of like, that's pretty good, it's pretty good, I like it, but I guess, you know, after he went home, he sort of listened to it more and more, and it, you know, it became something that he was really into. So those two dudes were like, yeah, if you guys are interested, we definitely want to do a record with you.
Okay.
So, I mean, they were pretty much gung-ho from the beginning.
Is that going to be your first single out at the gates? Or
I imagine they would all come out around relatively the same time.
Probably going to record them all at the same
time. They're all definitely all going to be recorded at the
same
time.
So what else is in the what else are you working on? What's in the cooker?
All right. The other ones are at the Fucked Up Weekend, we decided to put the remaining tapes out. And a guy from England picked one up, which is really cool. And he took it home and listened to it and got in touch with us. He runs a label called What We Do Is Secret, I believe. I think that's what it's called. And he just asked to do a record, probably really small press, 300, 350 copies. So probably going to do something with him. And then a friend of all of ours from Austin, Texas, who's the DJ at Chaos in Texas Fest that the Bayonets played. Got in touch. Marianne, you said you gave him a demo?
In Boston when the Bayonets went on tour.
Yeah, yeah. We just kind of ran into him, and so he got a demo there. But then I guess he went to our MySpace and kind of revisited the songs.
Right.
And upon, you know, just kind of it hit him there, and he was like, he does a label called Dead Ideas. And he just got in touch with us actually just a couple days ago.
Oh, they did the Coldbringer 12-inch.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's the only other release he's put out. So hopefully we'll be doing something with him. And
7-inch?
Yeah, and we have enough material for 3 7-inches, so... That pretty much, you know, that squares us up, so all the songs will see the light of day, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Okay, what are the band's plans in the next little bit?
That's about it.
Record.
Record.
I would like to go do a U.S. tour of sorts, like a pretty lengthy one, like maybe like 2 weeks or something or 10 days, but that's
in the spring or the summer?
Yeah, just like whenever. I mean, I when we were down in Chicago over the weekend.
Winter. Do it.
What?
The winter?
Yeah, CS did that last year in Europe, and that was pretty wonderful.
Rainy and cold.
Yeah,
sucked.
But yeah. I don't know. I'd like to do it sometime because I mean when we were in Chicago last weekend.
Yeah, what about if you played Florida or something? Wouldn't that be better?
Well, I'd love to go to Florida. But
it might be warmer down there.
Andy said he would drive us on tour if we wanted. So, oh. I mean, you know.
I didn't even know that. Yeah, wicked.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, because you were totally shit-faced.
Yeah, I have.
Shit-faced and everywhere else.
Shit. But, yeah, so maybe that, I guess. I don't know. That's just what I want to do, but.
I'm looking forward to recording in January.
Definitely.
December, we want to record in December, but we're all really busy with school and our other bands.
Okay, what songs are you going to be recording? Is it going to be just the same as the demo songs and plus some of the covers? Or
No covers. I don't think we're going to do covers.
We've got some new ones that aren't on the demo.
Because the demo, we recorded just three of our own songs, but at the time we had six other ones, and now we have maybe four new ones, so we'll record all of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty much what you heard tonight, and there's a couple songs we're still working the kinks out of.
Is that nine? Is that how many songs is that? Sorry, my math is bad. 13?
We have 9 songs then. 9 original songs.
9 originals?
Yeah.
Okay. How can people get in touch with the band?
We have a MySpace.
The wonderful world of MySpace.
Give it out.
MySpace.com/dangerloves.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay. That's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah.
You can write me. My address is 19 Temple Avenue, apartment number 3, Toronto, Ontario, M6K1C7.
Never changes.
Send Beeve lots of mail.
You can write me at my parents' place. I just moved back home.
Out in Mississauga?
You can write me, care of Matt Carroll.
But I was just going to say the same thing.
If only I had his address, if only.
Okay. You don't know where you lived?
Write Dave care of Matt Carroll's mustache.
And write, draw a little Celtic Frost and Hellhammer logos on the envelope. And
he'll open it.
He'll be happy.
He'll happy to receive. Okay, any last comments from the band?
Definitely mosh hard.
Thanks for having us, Steve. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you so much.
Isn't that your MySpace logo, mosh?
Mm-hmm.
You got a mosh.
You get a lot of moshers.
What else are you going to do?
That's true.
They like to mosh to Carole King.
That's right. Crazy, isn't it?
We also cover the Cro-Mags from time to time, but we decided to hold back on that one tonight.
What song?
We Gotta Know.
Should I have known?
Yes, I definitely think so, Steve.
Okay, we're going to hear Lip Smart because we were talking about that earlier.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you,
Steve.
Thank you for playing tonight.
Wait, all the skinheads.